did that. I will now open the public hearing on the 2018-19 revised budget.
Maddie Adato.
Hello, Board of Trustees. Thank you for that presentation. I don't know where she went, but thank you. I'm sorry. I don't even know where to start as this issue, but as usual, I'll be very blunt, honest, and factual. Could I have predicted we would be here 4 years ago? Yes. Especially with the borrowing that's been done from Mello to make payroll and expenses. I know it's legal, but when you have to borrow from a fund and keep the district afloat every month, that is what I've brought to the board's attention in the past. In order to negotiate the new benefits and contracts, there had to be a surplus somewhere that someone saw, besides the fact that we borrow every month from. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 5. So somewhere, somehow, someone made a huge mistake. Now, I know people are pointing fingers at Dr. Janney, and although the buck stops with her, she's not the financial guru, no offense. But there are another 4 sets of eyes throughout the years before it got to this point. There was the rest of the finance team during the past years. There was our internal auditor, Ms. Martinez, who I've said in the past, I don't think she's qualified to do her job. Mrs. Hall, Mr. Segura, both of you sit on the audit subcommittee. Mrs. Hall, you demanded that Bill Koba sit on the audit subcommittee because his knowledge and probably your friendship with him put him on that committee, and he missed it too. You had a community member who wanted to sit on the committee with sufficient knowledge, and you wouldn't even consider their application. Would he have caught this? I guess we'll never know. And the final set of eyes, as Mrs. Shears will indicate in her speech, was the county. How are we supposed to trust any financials moving forward when none of the people looking at these items in the past notice anything, and that the numbers that are presented, from the district to the community were true? What are we doing with our surplus property on Third Avenue? And I also noticed in all of the cuts, legal department has not decreased their budget. Ms. Carbuccia, with all due respect, you may be a very good labor negotiator. However, you are not a general counsel. I am asking all of you to look at the legal fees to outside firms and see what we pay in-house. What I'm trying to say is see if there are funds that can be cut there as well. Now, even before I was opposed to a new bond, I have just confirmed that this district is not ready to handle a new bond. Some of you dismiss Mrs. Shears and myself every time we question your authority or your decisions. Well, let me tell you something about our history and our track record when it comes to Sweetwater. We may not be at 100%, but we're almost at a 97%. So I think you should start listening. Remember, we have nothing to gain. We only want to help. We're not the enemy, so don't let your egos get in the way of listening to what we have to say.
Jason Lichter.
Good evening, Dr. Janney, members of the board, members of the public, colleagues. I find it rather amazing that I'm standing here again in front of you as an adult education teacher, begging for our jobs, begging for our students to have the support that they need. I've been a member of this district for 25 years now, and adult education for 45, and this must be at least the 10th time that I've spoken to you, begging you not to cut our budget, not to leave us in the cold, not to balance problems that are not of our making by having our colleagues lose their jobs, having our permanent teachers lose their hours, and far more importantly, having our students negatively impacted. We know how important the 7-12 is to this district. We beg you to remember that many, many of our students are the parents of those 7-12 students. They improve their lives economically. They improve their English language skills. They earn GED or high school diplomas. They become models for those students about the importance of education, and they support the education of their children as well. A second thing I would like to speak about is the ongoing issue with the STIRS. We know that the district's in financial difficulty. We hope that this will not further send away the STERS problem and cause it to be further retracted. Most importantly, there are many of us, myself included, who are ready, willing, and able to retire. But we cannot, because frankly, we cannot trust the district will take care of our STERS once we are gone. Those colleagues of ours who have left in the last 2 years have still not been corrected, and so we wonder what will happen. A final suggestion would be to please consider an ERI. Perhaps that would encourage those of us to be able to retire, and many of our 7 to 12 colleagues to retire as well. That would open up some jobs and keep people from losing theirs. Thank you very much for your time.
Kathleen Shears.
In order to know where you're going, you need to acknowledge the facts of where you've been. This community questioned the accuracy of our financials long before you sat on that dais. This community does not believe this just happened. Our financial department has lacked expert leadership for 10 plus years. Our in-house auditor honing in on ASB thousands versus district millions. The 2013 Al Alt December budget presentation warned the district. Page 20 says it all. You want to know how we got to this point? I and others in this community have compiled a long list, but that would take up my entire 3 minutes. Corruption, fiscal irresponsibility, tethered to no financial accountability, that is how. There is nothing you could have done to prevent this. Stop smiling, Ms. Hall. Or it started long ago. Devious past financial manipulations most of you heard about, but were not part of the fight to overturn. While you did nothing to cause this, and you were not here back then to prevent it.
All right, keep going.
You chose to exacerbate the financial dysfunction when you made a PLA your primary focus versus honoring your promises as candidates of a financial audit. Your arrogance coupled with ignorance and naivete in ignoring our request for a FICMAT audit, or at the very least in-depth scopes of all audits, offering in-step cupcake audits you passed off as due diligence. The only credible in-depth audit under your watch, Moss Adams, who our then CFO and in-house auditor was opposed to. This year's bond financial audit phoned in. Does bond dollars accountability mean so little to you? There you sat, audit after audit, failing to understand our outrage when we for 4 years have demanded thorough scopes and you chose to instead offer lipstick on a pig. Well, no more. A word to the County Board of Ed. It appears you're acting somewhat sanctimonious. We taxpayers want to know, what exactly did your past certifications mean? When community members Adato, Payne, Brinkman raised the yellow flag to your board and Randy Ward regarding our financials, you chose to rely on our then CFO's BFF, your employee, to stamp all as well. Now you want to ride in on a white horse to save us. We needed saving back then. And while I have had issues with this dais, I stand here believing we will rise from this stronger, fiscally solvent, with hard lessons learned. We now have the tool, a qualified CFO who is sitting here taking notes. Never seen that before in the 10 years I've been here. Now's the time for all to work together. Is it going to take sacrifice by all? Yes, it will. All in this room should have one priority, our students, for it is these precious young people we are charged with protecting. Mr. Pike. Mr. Tarantino, looks like an untimely subcommittee faculty minutes isn't that big of a deal after all, doesn't it?
Bernardo Vasquez.
Good evening, Dr. Janney and board. I've now got my third child in this district. She's a senior at Eastlake High School. And I've not been present for much of what's gone on over the last few years. But I will say that I'm very, very concerned and disappointed with a shortfall that was recently discovered mid-school year. Quite honestly, as a parent, it's really, really frustrating to see. And contrary to what our CFO said, where you can't pass the cost on to your customers, I would say as a parent, the costs are being passed on. As a parent, I pay for my student to be involved for this student more than I ever have. So whether it's related directly to budget problems that are going on or shortfalls, or whether cheerleading and dance and baseball and basketball are being unjustly charged, those costs are being passed on. The biggest concern that I have with what's happened is really the lack of accountability. This seems to be kind of a common theme with this district. We can go back in past history and what's happened has happened. But it just appears that there's never any accountability. This shortfall didn't just happen overnight. Somebody either was very incompetent, wasn't paying attention, or maybe even something worse was going on. But for us to fall $30 million short out of the blue doesn't just happen. And the concern I have is there were a lot of red flags that were missed. And as we sit here today, who's being held accountable? As a community member and as a parent, I hold you board members accountable. Mr. Tarantino, you're my district representative. I hold you accountable for what's happened. I ask, have you held the CEO, Dr. Janney, accountable for what's happened? And Dr. Janney, I ask you the same thing. How did this happen overnight, and have you held anyone accountable? I worry that this district sends a message that it's okay to make these mistakes or oversights. It sends a bad message. Employees in this district feel like an oversight or a mistake of this magnitude can happen with no accountability. And what does that do for morale? Even worse, what message does it send to us as a community? That the district and trustees don't care about something like this. I'm asking for accountability. Going forward, somebody has got to be responsible for what's happening here. And again, at the end of the day, as the elected officials, I believe that you guys need to be held accountable for what's happening. In closing, I just want to say that I'm very concerned about the bond and whether you have the ability to manage it. Thank you.
Thank you.